joining us online. We speak about the importance of fitra. Sheikh Nabil Majid joins us. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Sheikh Nabil.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ghulam and the beautiful your seat.
How are you doing, Sheikh? We know it's the last day, so there's lots and lots to do, especially from a spiritual side as well.
No, alhamdulillah, all well. It's sad that we're slowly bidding farewell to the month of Ramadan.
Yes. Sheikh, the one thing that we shouldn't also neglect is those less fortunate. I don't like to call them poor people, but those that are less fortunate. In the beginning of the month of Ramadan already, the figures were put forward in terms of what the price or the amount for fitra would be and fidya, etc. But before we get into that, Sheikh, let's talk about the wisdom behind, paying fitra and why it is that our deen, subhanAllah, favors it.
Okay, bismillah. Salatu wassalamu alaykum wa sallam sayyidina wa maulana sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What a beautiful question. I think very important in Quran and all our listeners that we should not make a distinction between an ibadah like salah and fasting and hajj and this very important ibadah. That every ibadah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allocated certain effects and objectives. So there's no difference to the ibadah of fasting and the ibadah of zakatul fitr. So amongst the wisdoms, honorable listeners, related to zakatul fitr, the scholars they mention, and it says jabrul khalal alwaqi' fi as-sawm. So it's like two parts. The first part is that we need to make up for all our mistakes that we committed whilst fasting. And we are human beings that we make mistakes. Like example, if a person performs salah, and the salah consists of integral components, and the salah also consists of sunan and hayat and ab'ad. So if a person have left out a particular, not an integral component, but part of the ab'ad of the salah, then the sharia then compel such a person to perform sujood as sahwi in order to make up for the mistakes that person made in this ibadah of salah. So similarly, honorable listeners and Ustaz Ghulam applies to fasting. So we present this ibadah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and want Allah to accept this ibadah. However, many a times many of us are guilty of certain utterance, we are guilty of vulgar speech, we are guilty of idle talks, even whilst fasting. So that's why Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says in a very beautiful hadith narrated by Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhuma, qala farada Rasulullah zakat al-fitri tuhratan. So yeah, Rasulullah compelled, made zakat al-fitr wajib. So it's a must, it's something that is non-negotiable that we have to pay zakat al-fitr. So the first part of the hadith says, tuhratan lis-sa'im, as a means of purification of for our fast, from idle speech, love, from rafath, idle talks, from foul language. And then the second part, in reference to your question, and you have mentioned it, and that is ta'matan lil masakin. It's also a format and a format formality of feeding the poor and the needy. So that's not the only objective, Ghulam. Mm. But the first part is to purify our fasting, and the second part is on this sacred and holy day, the day of Eid, the celebration, that we don't forget about the poor or the underprivileged and the needy.
Right. Now, Sheikh, shukran so much for that. If we were to look in terms of, who is eligible to pay the fitra and who is eligible to receive it. So the sender, the receiver, if Sheikh can just expand a little bit more on that.
Okay. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In reference to zakat al-fitr, it is a farz, it's a must. So now, Ustaz Ghulam have asked the question that who need to take up the responsibility of the payment of zakat al-fitr. So it's a particular ibadah narrated in another hadith of Sa'id al-Khudri. He says, "Kunna نعطيها في زمن النبي. We used to pay zakat of fitr in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we have certain types of measurements like a sa'a min tamar from dates, and a sa'a measurement in terms of barley. So I have to give. So ultimately, the father is responsible to pay the zakat of fitr, number one, on behalf of himself. And then if you have excess money, then you can, then you need to pay on behalf of his wife. That's why better stick to one wife. Otherwise, so you need to pay on behalf of his wife or wives. You also then need to pay zakat of fitr on behalf of his minor children. Okay, so if there's adult children at home, and they are underprivileged, and they are in, they're dependent, then you need to pay on their behalf also, meaning the father. If you have adult children, and they're financially capable, and they have the financial muscle and independent, then they have to pay zakat al-fitr on behalf of themselves. You also, anyone that is legally obliged, for example, if Allah really blessed him with elderly and senior parents that say, stay with him and they're not by the means, and then he then automatically is also then responsible to pay a zakat to fitr on their behalf also.
Sheikh, there was something that actually also came through. So can you pay or have niyyah to pay, your zakat to fitr, on behalf of the deceased? So if your parents are deceased, can you still, pay? No.
There are certain shurut that make zakat al-fitr wajib, obligatory. Amongst the conditions that make zakat al-fitr obliged and obligatory, a person must be Muslim. The second very important component that you have asked in the reference to your question, and that is the person must have witnessed, meaning the Ramadan, part of Ramadan, and also part of the month of Shawwal.
Okay.
Are you with me, Ghulam?
Yes,
so any person, فَمَنْ مَاتَ بَعْدَ غُرُوبِ الشَّمْسِ, the person he dies after sunset, the night of Eid. Okay? So the person dies, he lives in the month of Ramadan, and Allah forbid, he passed away after the Adhan sounded, and it's now the night of Eid, then Zakat al-Fitr is wajib on such a person. I need to pay. Are you with me? So the condition, the second condition is, he must have witnessed part of Ramadan and part of the month of Shawwal. So if a child, has been born قبل غروب الشمس, before sunset on the night of Eid, wajabat alayhi, then also we need to pay zakat al-fitr on such a child, person also.
Right.
Okay, as for the contrary, the person has been born after Maghrib, the child did not witness the presence of the month of Ramadan and also the presence of the month of Shawwal, then zakat al-fitr is not wajib.
Okay, shukran so much, Sheikh. And then also, when is how do you determine, if you want to pay it in cash or in terms of the food that they reference it to, the world says equivalent to barley or to 3 kgs of rice, etc. How do you determine that, Sheikh? Is it just a decision that you make, or is it a consultative process? How does that work?
Okay. So firstly, you ask a question, who is the recipients of zakat al-fitr? So the scholars differ in reference to masarif of zakat al-fitr, that who can receive zakat al-fitr. Scholars differ in 3 groups. The first group is the jumhur, the majority of fuqaha, to hold the view, jawaz qismatuha, the permissibility of giving zakat al-fitr to the same 8 categories that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran. And many times we restrict zakat al-fitr only to the fuqara and the masakin. But zakat al-fitr is not only restricted and limited only to the 2 categories, but it's beyond. We have 8 categories. We have innama as-sadaqat al-fuqara, Allah mentioned fuqara, Allah mentioned masakin, poor and the needy, Allah mentioned al-amilina alayha, people that's in charge of managing the zakat al-fitr.
Right.
مُعَلَّفَةُ قُلُوبِهِمْ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also speaks about, put it recently, that embrace Islam. Allah speaks about وَفِي الرِّقَابِ. Allah speaks about غارمين, people that's in debt, فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, Ibn al-Sabil. So ultimately, honorable listeners, the first group of scholars, they say that Zakat al-Fitr can be given to the eight categories, the same eight categories that qualify for Zakat of wealth, the same categories apply to Zakat al-Fitr. Okay? Yes, in terms of the type, do we give money, wealth, money, which is a format of wealth, or do we give the staple of food? Okay? So the Shafi'i methodology and the Shafi'i madhab, because of our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, allocated the time. And this is very important, honorable listeners. We try to the best of our ability to stick to the advice and the directives of our beloved Rasulullah. Nabi Muhammad did not say ya mani, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam allocated the time, saying sa'a. Of dates. So we have to look at the most common commodity of food type in your community or in your country. So every country have different common food type. So the fatwa department have allocated that our most common food type, staple food in our community is rice. Okay? So this is then being stipulated by our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that we technically supposed to give rice. That's the Prophet didn't say the amount, the Prophet said the type.
Right.
So if you are Shafi'i and you stick to the hadith of our beloved Rasulullah, then you have to give, and that's how you will see the fatwa of the MJCE, that we say 3 kilos of rice. So if the person then wants to adopt a different madhab, in this case, you can adopt the view of the Hanafi, where the Hanafi look at the objective of giving Zakat al-Fitr, and that is to see, to facilitate the need of the poor on the day of Eid. So they feel that if you give money, then the money can go much further. So if you're going to give rice, and everybody give rice, they're going to take it from China, they create the clumpy rice. So now the Otumakia was giving gas.
Yeah.
So you have the rice, but you don't have gas, you know, to cook the food, okay? Or the person needs something else. And so hence, the Hanafi madhab have looked at the maqasid, the objective of giving Zakat al-Fitr, and that is to see to the need of the poor and the needy on the day of Eid.
Alhamdulillah. Shukran so much. I just want to tell the listener that this is not Q&A, because I'm getting a lot of questions here, and I know that Sheikh has touched on some of them, and I'm going to have to wrap up the segment very shortly. But the one thing, Sheikh, when, as a final question, when is a good time to pay your fitra, Sheikh?
So we have permissible time, and then we have obviously recommended time and preferred time. So the permissible time is you can start distributing Zakat al-Fitr right in the beginning of the month of Ramadan. But it's always better to give at the end of Ramadan, because what is the purpose and objective of giving Zakat al-Fitr? To ensure and to make sure that the poor and the needy have food on the day and the night of Eid. So if you're going to give it a year of time, why is it khatala amala khutakla upita?
Yeah.
So it's rather better then to give it right at the end, so then we can guarantee that the poor and the needy on this beautiful day of celebration and Eid, they have something to eat on that specific night or day.
Yeah. Sheikh, I think I need to ask this one quickly. That came through from one of the listeners on 0829-913-913. This person wanted to know that can they give their fitra to... I'm just summarizing it here. Can they give the fitra basically to the father? They're not really close to the father. But can they give it to the father's Muslim, of course? Can they give the fitra basically almost to a parent, I suppose, then?
No, it's not allowed. My parents are my responsibility and duty. So I need to look after my parents. So I cannot give them Zakat al-Fitr. It's my duty and obligation that I need to nafaqah them.
Yeah.
Why would I want to give them Zakat or Zakat al-Fitr?
Okay.
So Zakat al-Fitr cannot be given to any of my dependents that I look after. I give it on behalf of my parents, but I can't give it to my parents. I can't give it to my children. They're my responsibility.
That makes sense. That makes sense. Sheikh, this morning we were also informed about certain, people that are selling their fitra parcels in certain communities. One particular, I'm not going to mention the community at all at this point in time, but it was the person needed to pay 80 rand or 85 rand to receive a fitra parcel from this organization or this establishment. Just commentary on that as well, Sheikh.
Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, Sheikh. That's unacceptable. It's not allowed. The fitra parcel or zakatul fitra, people that receive zakah, you are entitled. That's your haq, that's your right that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have given to a person. And I've mentioned the 8 categories. Nobody, we should not ill treat them, we should not disrespect them, we should not treat them like they have to, as my personal experience as an imam, you have seen it not at this particular masjid, but I mean, other masajid, how they ill treat people. Standing long queues and how they belittle people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put in this particular condition, and they're entitled to receive that zakah or zakatul fitr. That's the haq, that's the right. So you cannot degrade them. Yeah. You can't insult them. You can't ill treat them. It's a right. They need to get it. They need to receive it. And that's what we have, zakatul fitr, that we as Muslims, that Allah bless with wealth that we need to pay to see to the need of the poor and the needy on this beautiful day of Eid.
Sheikh Nabil Majid, we're going to have to leave it there. Shukran so much for availing yourself for chatting to us this afternoon.